Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You guys are bad.
I know.
Nope, you guys are bad. You guys are bad for me, and...
That's fine.
It's time for
it.
An intervention on you two for me.
No.
It is.
No. You're on the good side. Nope, Come on.
Forgive me, anybody who's tired of hearing me say these words, but lately... I've been locked in.
Yeah. Locked in, baby.
I'm locked in.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
You've lost a lot of weight, too.
I've lost a lot of weight. I don't know if I've said it on the air before. I just got generally accused of either using injectables or liposuction or something else. And I was like, first off, none of your business. Second off, have I said out loud why this started? I had a solid 2 weeks where my blood pressure was 200 over 100. And I was like, you're going to die of a heart attack if you don't lock in. So I was like, I'm unlocked. All I could hear, and it does drive me nuts to be alone in my home and hear T-Hack going, lock in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lock it in.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear T-Hack's voice. Your ASMR voice is not him.
Lock in. Lock in. Lock in.
Anyway, I'm locked in. Here's the problem. Some days we talk when we're not on the air, and some days even when we are on the air, we wind each other up food-wise.
Oh my gosh. It is a spiral in here.
Yeah. It's so bad. And I will look at each other and it's like, Poke works. Oh yeah? L&L Hawaiian. It's like, oh yeah? And then we just go.
It's a competition. It really is.
And we're like, what? Because you just like, what? And then TX is over here. Culver's.
Culver's. I'm all in.
Like, so I don't know what happened yesterday, but I discovered there's a pizza by this slice place in the tech center that I never seen before.
I haven't seen it either, but it sounds awesome.
Well, probably not during the week around lunchtime, because where we work is close enough to Cherry Creek High School that I don't think you want to go anywhere near a pizza joint
that's
at
true,
lunch.
Yeah.
That sell slices.
Yes.
Yeah, that seems.
It's just like, I went into Starbucks today and it was like 4,000 people in there. It was like anxiety. It was like,
wow.
Anyway, we wound each other up so much yesterday that I was like, I'm on my way home. I don't even want to admit this because TX is going to be so happy at everything that happened. I'm like, it's too late to get the pizza by the slice. But one of the things we wound each other up about, I don't even know how this happened, was Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
That was not me.
Was that you? How did it happen?
It was Hack.
It was me, yeah. It was me. Burger King, underrated, I think. Great shakes.
Haven't
Low
had
key,
a
great
Whopper
shakes.
In
the Whopper, yeah. Flame broiled.
15 Ooh. Plus years.
Mm-hmm, pretty good. And of course, now they have the chicken fries.
Which, when you said that, I'm like, don't be an idiot. Why would anybody get chicken fries? If you're going
that
to Burger
King. That was what I used to have. I think the last time I had them was like middle school.
Do you remember them?
Kind of.
Oh my God. So I'm driving home and then I'm like, there's a Burger King on Tower Road. So I could go get it. Mm. But then I'm like, you know you. You don't like to talk to people. Aaron, this is, just look at TX's face right now when I say this. I downloaded the Burger King app.
Oh my gosh, really? Wow, you made an account?
I made an account so I could pre-order a Whopper.
Yes.
No onions.
You linked a credit card?
Apple Pay.
Okay, all right.
Whopper, no onions, fries, and then as I was about to hit pay, I was like, it was like add to order, and I was like, chicken fries.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, sure, yeah. Sounds good.
Drove through the drive-thru, got my Whopper and stuff, ate three chicken fries before I even pulled out of there.
Oh, yeah.
What's on those things? What is on those? That's...
They're so good. I don't know why they're so good.
It's potato Olays from Taco John's. What, like that, whatever that... or Red Robin fries. It's like... There's a
that
thing.
That powdery, something, some sort of flavor, yeah.
That as you finish it, your salivary glands go like, we're not done.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Why is there not, what? Is
they
that
need
all?
To just make one long chicken fry that you just keep going at. You don't
I
even need to pause.
I literally thought that last night. I was like, how do I tape these together?
Yes.
I am in such a shameful spot right now because I'm not locked in anymore.
But
you unlocked me.
No, you're still locked in.
Aaron?
The man claiming to be like the most locked in is the one who is unlocking everyone.
Are you unlocked or are you locked?
I got unlocked.
Because it's birthday time for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're just, are you fully unlocked or is it loose?
No, it was fully unlocked and now I'm relocking.
No, you can say you're relocking, but you can't say you're relocking unless it's locked. So you're
I'm in
is
the
there
process.
Any evidence? No, you're not locked in.
I have leftover cake.
That's what I'm saying. You can't say I'm locked in.
I'm working on it.
See, leftover cake, that's locked in. I wouldn't have leftover cake. That counts for something, right?
That is. No, it doesn't, because
she had
47 cupcakes, bro.
Oh, okay. That was, yeah. Well, I am proud of you for coming over to the fast food side of things. And it's you can dabble. It's fine. You don't have to do it every day. Like, you like, work your way up to my
Before
status.
Before you finish this, I just want to say, as an unsolicited, like, I'll eat any fast food. I think Five Guys is one of the best burgers I've ever had. It's so good.
I agree.
Burger King, I'm looking at you. That was effing great.
Wow.
Oh my God, I forgot how, like, you know how you go, I haven't had a Big Mac forever, and you go eat, and you're like, that's why. I remember why I haven't had it forever.
That's what I was going to ask you, if it was that same similar
the
situation.
Aaron, the flame broil, and then like their lettuce is like shredded. Something's different about the lettuce, and I don't, do not call me a hypocrite, but I let them do what they do. So it's mustard and mayo and ketchup, I think.
I think it's,
maybe not mustard. But I know ketchup and mayo are in there. But so the lettuce is almost like got salad dressing on it because it's got so much mayo on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking about you. Their pickles are fire. Because, like, you know how, like, Wendy's is like, we're going to do a fancy pickle that's crispier and it's got a little spice. This is a standard American soggy
just a dill pickle.
Dirty. Yeah. Nice. Drop it on the floor first.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Some of them fell in my car and I picked them up.
Yeah.
God, it was good. And with all due respect to McDonald's, listen, I go back and I get a Big Mac and I think it's trash and great, but I'll eat a quarter pounder right now.
That's a good
burger,
if
I weren't locked in or in the process of locking in.
Oh, now you're in the process?
Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue your praise.
I'm happy you're on the fast food side because I recently unlocked a new level of, I would call it kind of fast foodie.
Okay.
But I finally ate at a Waffle House.
No way.
Mm-hmm. With my entire family. I've been to one before. I ordered food. It gets a little hazy after that. So I never ate the food.
The haziness came from before.
Right. But it's like about that time where it's like, so I was in Atlanta, but there's one in Parker, a Waffle House. And so I took the whole family.
You put your family in their Sunday best and drove to a truck stop, bro.
It was on a Sunday. Yeah. And it was good. It was
Waffle House is good.
Yeah, what's wrong with it? It didn't even seem like all the rumors or whatever, the lore of Waffle House.
Well, it's just, it is a different place at 2 in the morning than it is at Sunday at 10.
Yeah, it was There are other people in church clothes, I guess.
Right, and just the other thing you need to remember when you go to places like that, if you see steak and eggs on the menu, no.
That's not where you get
steak and
eggs.
You don't get that anywhere.
What do you get at Waffle House?
I don't know, waffles?
Well, I don't...
You can get breakfast crap, but like...
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, and you can call me snooty, but like, that ain't steak, people. That's steak for hazy people. Where they're just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do they even ask you how you want it cooked?
No.
Okay, so then, yeah.
They're like, trust me, you want it cooked. This dog fought for a while.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know what's happened.
You are selling it. Like, you're making me want to go get one
I know.
And eat it without the bun.
I just had a Whopper. I swear to God, Burger King, you owe us advertising money for what I just did. Your damn burger yesterday.
Oh, it changed your life a little bit. You've come over.
I forgot.
You used the F word.
The F word.
You went feral.
I did. Because I've been locked in, I was going to eat half this Whopper, and I ate it on Tower Road.
You didn't weigh it at all.
Well, because the damn chicken fries or whatever.
If you eat them before you get out of the line, that doesn't count.
So they have a 4-pack of chicken fries or something?
It's a race. As soon as they give you the food, you just start horking. Because then whatever you get down, it doesn't count as long as you're in the line.
Yeah. Well, I
if you really want to be unlocked.
I horked.
If you want to come to this side.
And then I drove by a Culver's. And I was like, should I stop in?
Yeah.
Anyway, the burger is so good. And I'm like firing it down. And I was going to eat half. And then I'm literally... Do you guys watch enough Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The way Guy Fieri contorts his body, he
T-Rex
hunches.
Arms.
Yes.
And he flips the burger upside down.
He
flips the burger right, but then instead of bringing the burger to his mouth, he brings his mouth to the burger.
Yeah,
it's like, And I was like, I'm in my car feraling the living snot out of a Whopper. And I'm like, I can't stop. This thing... How did I miss? I missed a decade of my life whoppering it up.
You have to make up for lost time.
Colors are brighter now. What is this?
But listen, so then we just got done talking about it. And then Aaron goes, you want to talk about feral?
There's two people I know that, and it's only with the Whopper. Steve was one of them. And then my ex was the other, where they would buy Whoppers, eat one.
You're saying an S. You're saying...
Yes, they would get two.
One grown man thinks they can eat two Whoppers?
Not in one sitting. So they would get one to eat then, and then save the other for like hours later after they've...
A cold Whopper? Like you put it in the fridge?
After they've like, no. Just on the counter, I'm assuming for Steve.
Probably just left it sitting on his belly. We used to talk, Steve and I.
No.
Like, it'd be like, he would have a pizza. He'd order a Marco's pizza, and he'd keep his belly warm.
Yeah.
And then he'd fall asleep for a little while and wake up and like, oh,
a pizza. And then, my ex would like leave it on the nightstand and like kind of the
they
same.
They didn't discuss this.
Kind of the nightstand. No. Hold on.
There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to let you finish, but hold on.
Or like.
The nightstand.
Because he would save it for later, like if he would stay up gaming that night or something, he would have like a midnight
snack. It's just
snack.
Okay.
And it'd be a Whopper.
So you're asleep, and then just in the middle of the night you hear. yeah. as somebody's horking down T-Rexing, feraling.
BK, have it your way.
What?
I would not be able to have fast food on the nightstand, especially if
no, obviously
the,
not.
The moment
what
struck.
What are you talking about?
It'd be too distracting.
I wouldn't
be
say
focused.
Say more on. Obvious things. The sky is blue. What? What? I mean, hold on, guys. Revelation coming.
Way too distracting.
But that's just a prime, that's another example of just how great the Whopper is.
Okay, but here's my weird question. Because yeah. both these guys have like some sort of weird, you call that the Midwest? Is Minnesota yeah. kind of the Midwest?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they didn't know each other.
Well, really. They did here, and they like bonded over the wacky tobacco as well.
But I think it's like the pension roll, how every boy just knows my junk itches, and we just all know to like pension roll. You don't scratch, you do the pension roll. But it seems like there might be something in the water in Minnesota that says, hey man, get a second whopper and just set it somewhere.
Like you know a what squirrel, I'm just like bury that yeah. tomato.
Winter's coming.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.